What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Friday here on Fesco and Dusty 96.5. The Fan, Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Leggins, all with you for an hour, well, two more hours and 14 minutes. You guys got big plans this weekend?
I'm going to go to my friend's pool today, so by noontime I'll be floating.
Hopefully it's heated.
Yeah, I know. It got cold all of a sudden, right? And then, no, not much. We were supposed to do some stuff yesterday, but that got or tomorrow, but that got changed. So I've got a weekend for the first
wide
time
open
in a while.
Slate.
It's kind of wide open.
Nice. Yeah. No soccer, no cheerleading, no
this
nothing.
But this is it. I mean, this is the
you
last one. Everything goes in full effect beginning kind of next week, yeah.
Mac, you're doing what, whippets today after? No, I'm kidding. You,
in the parking lot. Yeah, man.
See you guys. No, we got a fun Saturday tomorrow.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Over at training, we're at St. Joe. He loved it.
Like, I did. It's great.
Yeah, we're at St. Joe tomorrow. You and me, 9 to noon, and then just me solo Sunday, 9 to 11:30.
Oh, you got to call Binkley to be on that show on Sunday.
Yeah,
you
should.
He knows football, man. A good one to have on. Good guest for you. And you can play his theme song as well.
BBL Stinky.
Oh, come on. That doesn't apply to Jay Binkley.
But yeah, it's. Yeah, fun weekend. Tomorrow will be fun. Hopefully you get to see Neil Jones steal people's golf carts.
Is he still a thing?
Come on. Oh, yeah. But before we do that, we get to...
Hello, breaking news from the NFL.
What do you got?
Baker Mayfield, day-to-day, hand contusion.
Come on.
Oh, okay.
Wow, okay.
You scared me there.
That's just preseason. Hollywood Brown, ankle is sore.
Tom Pelissero of NFL Media reports suffered a contusion on his throwing hand.
Oh, that's just a fancy word for a bruise.
That's right.
Also, John Harbaugh says Lamar Jackson is one of the best passers NFL has ever seen.
Cool. Let's have some fun with the out of left field question. I asked you this before. We'll do it again. What's always something that you take to the deadline or you wait till the last minute to do?
Everything.
Sweet.
I mean,
Mac?
Paying bills, probably. You know, I never pay a bill on time. Taxes, never pay those things until
it's
the
deadline.
So you're
in the same boat as me. You don't have the automated bill pay.
Well, no, we do, but we don't set it up to pay early or anything like that. My wife takes care of a lot of those bills. I take care of some other bills, but I don't pay them until...
Because a lot of people have their cell phone bill, like their Evergy bill, their Comcast or Spectrum, whatever it may be. It's like every month, it's like the third it comes out, right?
That's what I do. Yep.
That's how you have it, so you just don't forget it.
Yeah, it is. Yep, set it, forget it.
Yeah. Yep. Most of it's on autopay, but there's some stuff that's not that I just wait to the last minute to do. But like, if you owe on your taxes, I'm not paying that before April 15th.
No, yeah, I get that. I get that.
Know?
Yep.
Car tags, you kind of wait to the last minute to take care of that. You know, you get to the end of the month, you're like, oh, I better pay this thing. And
well, then you find out there's like a week grace period.
But also, too, how many people drive around with no license plates now anymore? I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, I see it all the time with people with no license plates. Why aren't those people getting pulled over?
Well, you know, they're cracking down on the, you know, the expired dealership tags where it's like, you need to get these renewed. The paper thing doesn't last as long anymore.
Yeah, but a lot of people are putting like the American flag or a Chiefs logo or stuff like that in their back license plate instead of an actual license plate. Like, just the hell with it.
I saw a license plate the other day. I thought it was going to be a hot lady. The back of the license plate just said, me, yow. So I drove past to see it.
Catwoman,
like,
wasn't it?
Yeah. It was like a 70-year-old lady.
Beverly. Yeah, I can see Beverly.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I'm like, oh, man, this chick's nice. And then rolled up. I was like, oh, me no.
Wow. How you doing, Bev?
Mac, you have something you put off to the last minute or wait till the deadline?
Mowing the lawn.
Really?
I mean,
all right.
I don't dislike it, but there's just days where I'm like,
you got to call Aspen. Let them take care of it for
right.
you.
I should.
Don't have to worry about it.
I should.
Eliminates that stressor from your life.
Be done.
Because if you wait too long to mow your lawn, then you get those clumps in the
rows. It's awful,
yeah.
That's what I have right now.
You got to get that leaf blower out and even out the grass.
It's all wet and you're pulling it out of the chute.
It's terrible. It's,
yeah. Let Aspen take care of that, bro. Don't worry about that kind of stuff.
I feel like there's a lot of you. I feel like there's a lot of Richards, and this is what I mean by waiting to the deadline, last minute to do it. Those fantasy football people that owe league fees.
Oh, my gosh. That's a great one.
And if you're a commissioner, and you're like, hey, Scott, everybody's paid but you, just I'll give my money to whoever wins, and then the guy wins. It's like, hey, I thought it was $800 a person. Well, Scott didn't pay his league fees, so ask him for the $100. Now you gotta do that. Like,
just pay it, dude.
Because I've always thought of a rule, if I was a commissioner, if you don't pay the day of the draft, you don't pick.
Oh, you don't.
It's auto picked.
Oh, wow.
That's fair. That's fair.
Interesting.
You don't pay. You don't pick.
No, I like that. I think that's very good.
Now, some people love the automatic pick. You have one guy in your league every year. It's just like, I'm just going to set an auto pick, and they just always get selected the best player at the top.
Yeah.
Bold strategy, Cotton. I would say something that I wait to the last minute to always do is anything involving the DMV, or like Bob said, anything involving like taxes.
Yeah.
Like, I will do my taxes April 14th every year at 3:00. But I set the appointment up at that day.
Oh, see, we've got our tax appointment probably already planned for next year. We do it, you know, as the year goes along. Like, and it's usually in February. And if you're getting a refund, that's great. But even if you do it early, I'm not writing that check until the last minute, to the 15th. I'm putting that thing in the mailbox on the 15th. I'm not doing that anytime soon.
I also say a big one, too, of waiting until the deadline, getting up.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, if I know that it takes me 18 minutes to get fully ready.
Is that what you've got it down to 18 minutes?
18
now?
Minutes.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm like, okay.
It only took a year.
Yep. I'm like, if I wake up at 4 and I know that if I shower and start it, I know at 4:18 I will be ready to go. So if I wake up at 4:10, I know that 4:28 I'm leaving the house. Yeah. And I just know that. I am a weirdo.
Like, that's just crazy. You got it down to the 18 minutes.
18 minutes. Sometimes quicker.
For me, it's just whatever happens in the morning. You know, I roll over, get out of bed, take my time, and get moving.
JT Noah says, anything that involves trash.
That's fair. Yeah. Let the trash build up.
Text line now, 816, laundry. Yeah.
I do my laundry probably twice a week. I hate when it gets too much.
Oh, I do it probably. I probably do it Monday, and I think I do mine either like Monday or Sunday, and then the other one's like Wednesday or Thursday. But it's always just like the same clothes. It's what I wear to the studio.
Exactly.
And sometimes I just put the stuff I wear to the studio right back into my closet. When I go home, I just put on like shorts and a t-shirt. And I didn't get dirty. Now, if like, obviously, like you sweat or something like that, it's tough. But
it's like what Bob and I do with underwear, you know?
Yeah. You wear it on a Tuesday, it's your gym underwear on Wednesday. I don't know why people think that's so disgusting.
No problem with that.
You're sweating in this stuff.
Exactly.
I don't need clean undies to sweat in.
Thought you meant something else by getting up. Oh, well, you don't want to delay
that. I know that I'm hard.
If you delay that, you need to go see our friends over at Heartland Men's Health.
Yeah, go visit them today. Seriously, guys, make that appointment meow.
Perfect. Nice. Somebody says, I saw a 2021 expired tag. How?
We got a new car for our daughter, right? And so my wife is driving it without the license plate because she needs to get the license plate. She's worried about, well, I'm going to get pulled over. I'm like, you see how many people are out here with no license plates these days? If I was a police officer, I'd be pulling every one of these people over without a license plate. You're screwing the system. You're trying to scam the system. Mm-hmm. I hate that. I absolutely hate that. I do what I'm supposed to do. And that people who try to screw the system, ruin it for everybody else. Get a license plate. Pay your fees. or don't have that big pickup.
Somebody says from the 816 TPS reports. And then a lot of people agreeing that they are the last minute get ready person. Hey, man, I know how long it takes me to get ready. I know I got, you know.
Are you talking like for the day? Or are you talking like you and your wife are going out your last minute get ready too? Because I like to get ready early and sit down and have three or four cocktails by the time she's ready.
Exactly.
Did you watch that time lapse video that went viral where the guy's literally just sitting in his bed? And his wife is like going around getting ready, like getting showered, putting her makeup on, picking out her clothes. Yeah. And then just like literally in 1.5 minutes, he gets up via time lapse video, gets up, puts his clothes on, sits right back on the bed, has a beer ready to go. And she's still following around the house.
When Jen says she's ready, I go back to bed because I know she's not. And it's going to be an hour.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm just about ready. No, you're not. Why aren't you getting ready? We're leaving at 6:00. It's 5:00. I don't need to get ready. It takes me 5 minutes, and I don't want to crease my slacks. So let's get moving.
I used to always, whenever we go somewhere nice and I was dating a girl that took forever to get ready, I would just put the shirt on and sit in my briefs and my sock, like you're saying, and just be like, and she's like, are you ready? And I'm like, okay, first off. I'm like, first off, this is why it's not going to work. Yes, I'm ready. It takes me 1 second to put my pants on. And then it starts into like, well, I can't take a 5 minute shower like you can. I can't get ready in 3.5. I'm like, you started this.
Then you get ready and I'll get ready. When what time do we need to leave? 6:00, 5:55. I'll put my pants on and we'll walk out the door.
Exactly.
Don't tell me to start getting ready because you take 17 hours and ask me if this looks good on you. And then when I say no, you cry. Don't ask the question. No, I'm kidding. But getting ready, forget about it.
Yeah,
somebody says growing up poor taught me to be a last minute grocery guy. I pinch those pennies.
Yeah.
We used to always, once a month, grocery store.
Yep.
There's nothing in the house to eat.
Oh, we're going through that right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, there is.
There's sandwich meat. There's bread. Yeah, there's ramen. There's soup. There's leftovers from last night. Those hot dogs and hamburgers that you love, they're in there.
Yep.
Eat them.
Eat it. Eat it. It's all right there. I made a bunch of chicken the other day. It's a DoorDash Chipotle. We created our own bowls that were better than what your pet was going to bring. You know? I mean, like.
That's the way to do it.
It's not that difficult. But, the kids, there's nothing to eat. There's nothing to eat. And they're not raw. In some extents, but there's always something in
we
there.
We can figure it out.
Yeah, you can put Tostitos chips down and shredded cheese and call it nachos. No, that's what we did when we were kids.
But that's something to eat, right?
Yeah.
We don't have that in the house right now.
Oh.
There's no chips right now, so that means there's nothing to eat.
No chips.
That's what my dad would look at me and say, you've got a car?
That's right.
Heck yeah.
Like straight up, dude. Yeah. You got a job? You got a car? Go find something to eat.
Right.
Last one here. It says the license plate is a second degree offense, so you can't get pulled over for it. But if you get pulled over for speeding, i.e. something like that, then they'll ding you for the
license
plate.
Really? You can't get pulled over for not having a license plate?
Because that's not true. Or at least it may be true, but I got pulled over in Bates City one time for having an expired license plate.
Bates City, Missouri. Bates City Barbecue.
Good stuff. I was going to a wedding venue out there to do like the rehearsal, and the guy was like, yeah, I noticed your license plate is expired.
A police officer said that?
You sure about that? Yeah, some Bates City cop was like, I noticed that your license plate was expired. I was like, wow, dude, you got good eyes. He goes, we all do. Okay, here you go, sir.
All right, thanks. Yeah,
thank you very much, Carl.
You said a Bates City cop. You mean the Bates City cop.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Guy,
yeah. I mean, I think Bait City's bigger than we think.
913 says, Mac, you want to run routes in the parking lot after you crush an empty whipped cream can? Maybe Carrington will say we're washed.
And on that note,
Mac, why are you bringing whipped cream to the tailgates this year?
Oh, gosh. You'll see. Why do his eyes look like Steve Buscemi's and Big Daddy?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.